Thank you, Robin. Our final set of news items for this part of today's recording begin with a gorillagram. A Norwich man left two radio presenters in stitches with a peculiar story about being a gorilla kissogram. Heart Radio presenters Jamie Theakston and Zoe Hardman had been asking listeners to call in about their weirdest jobs. Alan from Norwich got in touch to speak about his especially niche role. "Back in the 90s, I was a kissogram," he explained. "I'd been going into a venue, a nightclub or restaurant, dressed as a fireman. I would sometimes be a balloonogram. I'd cover myself in balloons, and the recipient would have to pop them. The funniest one I had was when I went in dressed as a gorilla. The concept was I would strip off and give the girl a rose, but the zip got stuck in the fluff. I had to cancel the kissogram as I couldn't get it out of the suit. I even had to drive home in it and got pulled over by the police." Alan, who now works in security, left the hosts in stitches with his unusual job. "I think that might be my favourite call ever," remarked Zoe Hardman. Well, there you go. Had a kissogram recently?
No.
Good idea.
Few and far between, I'm afraid. Fed-up neighbours want police to enforce a ban on reckless drivers who have been plaguing their road with antisocial behaviour for years. People living in Britannia Road near Her Majesty's Prison, Norwich, and Mousehold Heath say the road is constantly used as a rat run, with teenagers honking their horns and revving their engines at all hours of the day and night. Despite it having a Public Spaces Protection Order, PSPO, a ban giving police powers to issue fines to those causing antisocial behaviour, neighbours say they never see officers patrolling the area. The ban, instated 3 years ago, is due to be renewed for another 3 years by the Green Party-run Norwich City Council. The Council's Cabinet is expected to agree to extend the PSPO at a meeting this week and has refused to comment until the decision has been made. People who breach the order should be fined £100, but this can rise to £1,000 if no payment is made. But John Harrison, 73, who has lived in Britannia Road for 40 years, rarely sees officers issuing fines. He says, "Cars scream up and down the road. I have put up with it for a long time. Lots of the new neighbours have been complaining about the problem and have reported it to the police."
The region's NHS trusts have paid out more than £2.5 million in compensation to staff who sued for workplace injuries over the last 5 years. New figures show that 203 healthcare workers at Norwich's three main hospitals, its mental health trust and its ambulance service, made claims against their employers between 2020 and 2025. They included cases where staff have been left traumatised or injured by events in the workplace, as well as incidents where they have been assaulted. More than half the cases, 103, involved employees of the East of England Ambulance Service, which paid out £1,060,016 to settle claims. Nationally, slips and trips were the leading cause of staff injury across the entire health service, accounting for 1,763 successful claims submitted over the five-year timeframe, which cost the NHS £25.8 million in damages.
The friends behind a Norwich production company are hoping to create a full series of their comedy sitcom after a successful showcase. Soup Creations was formed in 2022 by close friends Amelia Stefanidis, who is from Norwich, and Jamie Sacco. with them now holding an artist residency at the Norwich Arts Centre. Together, they wrote and created the comedy sitcom The Bowl, which surrounds a group of six friends and their lives in Norwich. The first two episodes were shown to audiences at the Norwich Arts Centre at 7 p.m. on May the 10th. "The screening went great," said Mr. Sacco. "It was a real insight into what people thought of it." Ms. Stephanides added, "We are hoping to film the four other episodes over the next year and a half." The production is completely self-funded, with the upcoming episode to be made with money from the ticket sales of the showing last month. The comedy show has been nominated for a new writing award at the Norfolk Arts Award. "We want this to become our full-time job eventually, and the nomination will really raise our credibility," said Mr. Sacco.
Mystery still surrounds the future of an empty building in the city centre a year after the company which owned it dissolved. City Hall has said it is waiting to see if the receiver of the Eastern Electricity Board site in Duke's Wharf will go ahead with plans to redevelop the building. Proposals to turn the building off Duke Street into 717 homes were submitted back in February 2022. But Norwich Bricks Limited, which owned the site, was dissolved in 2025, leaving its future in the hands of the receiver. A Norwich City Council spokeswoman said, "The application to redevelop this privately owned site has been on hold since the applicant went into receivership. At the end of last year, we, as local planning authority, granted temporary permission for the site to be used as a car park. We are awaiting confirmation from them on whether they intend to progress the existing redevelopment proposals. The building on the banks of the Wensum has stood empty for more than 25 years.
An East Anglian farm machinery and car dealership firm has raised more than £300,000 for a dementia charity in memory of a respected former chairman. The Thurlow Nunn Group includes 13 car dealerships, as well as Thurlow Nunn Standen, TNS, a leading agricultural machinery supplier operating from five branches in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. During its 150th anniversary year, the group raised a total of £308,000 for Dementia UK, more than doubling its original target of £150,000. The fundraising was dedicated to the memory of former chairman John Thurlow, a well-known figure in the East Anglian farming community who died from dementia in June 2024. The campaign brought together teams from across the group to raise money through events including bake sales, river rows, site open events, charity dinners, raffles, race nights, skydives, half marathons, bike rides, walks, and the family Christmas ball. John's son, James Thurlow, who is now chairman of the Thurlow Nunn Group, said, "I am delighted to announce that after a year and a half of fundraising, we presented a cheque for £308,000 to Dementia UK. We cannot thank our colleagues, friends, family, suppliers and customers enough for the way they have pulled together behind this wonderful charity."
We have now reached the end of part one of today's recording. John and Marianne will follow on in part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.